So while we're on the subject of be, do, have, the one thing I want to say is that in my opinion, and it's only my opinion because it's not a fact, that each and every one of us has the potential to be very, very rich and to have all the things that rich people have. We have that potential, but we have to change the way we think, and that's as simple as it comes down to. So let me give you an example. In Rich Dad Poor Dad, I talked about pay yourself first. Everybody goes, "Oh yeah, what a good idea." But the reality is, we work hard and we actually make our boss rich. We work hard and the first line item expense for an employee is taxes. Taxes is your number one expense. So the more income you make, the more you pay in taxes, you're making the government rich. And if you go out and buy a bigger house to cover the taxes, to get a tax break, or you buy a nice BMW, then you're making the bank rich because you're buying all these liabilities. And that's what, most people tend to do, so they can't pay themselves first. Now, I want to say what you can do so that you can be rich. And I was taught this as a little kid. Everybody can do this. What you have to do is get three piggy banks. One piggy bank is for saving, one piggy bank is for investing, and the third piggy bank is for tithing. It has nothing to do with how much money you put in the bank. But what does count is that you do it every single day. See, who do you have to be to put money in that bank every single day? The reality is everybody can do it, but few people will do it. And that's the difference. This is called paying yourself first. So let's say you're an adult making $50,000 a year. You get the three piggy banks up and you say, every single day, I'm going to put $1 per bank in each bank. So it's cost you $3. So you get up in the morning, you put $1 in the savings bank, $1 in the investing bank, and $1 in the tithing bank. And you go off to work, come home, and all that. Next morning, you wake up, you start the day. Like I said, every day you start the day choosing between being rich, poor, or middle class. Every single day. It's a choice. I mean, every day you can choose that. I can go and spend all my money and running around to Mexico and having a good time, or I can go and invest my money. So you get up, you put the dollar in the bank. Every single day. 90 days you do that. It's nothing to do with a dollar amount. It has to do with changing your mind to focus on what's important at the start of every day. In other words, every day you're focusing not on paying bills, you're focusing on saving, tithing, and investing. For those who may not know what tithing comes from the word 10. It means 10%. I'm not concerned about 10%. Really, it becomes known to give. So savings you put in your savings account. Investing is your investing account, and tithing is your giving away account. So every morning you're getting up and you're thinking about saving, you're thinking about investing, and you're thinking about being generous, giving it away. Who am I going to give it to? Every morning. I don't care about the dollar amount. Some people say, well, that's a little bit too easy. Well, if a dollar is too easy for you, then step it to $10 per day per bank. So it costs you $30. See, it has nothing to do with the dollar amount, really. It has to do with the habit. So you get up, you say, okay, for 90 days, I'm going to put $10 in the savings bank, $10 in the investing bank, and $10 in the tithing bank. At the end of the 90 days, you take that money out, you put one in savings, the investing, you can put it into the stock market, mutual fund market, a piece of real estate, and tithing, you give to your church or a charity you want to give it to. But you're thinking like a rich person, the beingness of a rich person. Now, if $10 is not enough for you to stretch your imagination, then try $100 per bank per day or $300 per process. So you get up every morning, you're now thinking of $300 savings, tithing, investing. And you're changing who you are, your thought process. Everybody can do that, even if it's 5 cents, 10 cents, you can do that. The question is, who do you have to be to do that? When people say, well, what does Bill Gates do? He does the same thing. The difference is, I estimate Bill Gates saves $1 million a day, invests much more than $1 million a day, and he tithes more than $1 million a day. Last year, he gave away $350 million minimum. That comes up to $1 million a day. And that's what makes him rich. Now, we can all do that. The question is, who do we have to be to do that? It's the same as, we can all go to the gym, or most of them go to the gym and work out, but who do we have to be to get up when it's cold outside and go to the gym? That's the difference, and that's really what I'm talking about. Everybody can do that. Pretty soon, what you have is this investment money, and things are growing, you're investing, you have money to invest. If you lose it, it doesn't make much difference, simply because you have money in savings. You got a cushion. Now, when you go to the bank to borrow money, they look at it, they say, my goodness, you have all this money in savings. We'd like to lend you more money, right? I mean, that's the way it works. And also, the reason tithing is so important is the more you give, it's the law of reciprocity, the more you get back. When people say, how do I get lucky? One of the ways I get lucky is I give a lot. In our company, we have a policy that every Christmas, every person who works for us must give money away. The company gives the person the money to give. We want the individual, the employees, to feel what it feels like to give. So what we do in our company is that our employees, we want to instill in them the feeling of giving. So just before Christmas or Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is a very important time of year also, they come in and they designate. They say, I would like to have you give from the company to my church or from our company to my charity money. Not so much in my name, but in my honor. In other words, the donation comes from the company directly to the charity or church. That way it's not a taxable event to the employee. They don't get taxed on it. And it's a tax write-off for us. But we're not doing it for the tax write-off. We want to instill in our workers the sense of tithing, of giving, of generosity, how that feels. Because that's part of the beingness. As my poor dad always said, he thought the rich were greedy. I think it's exactly the opposite. I really think the rich are more generous, and that's why they have so much more money. It's part of their being. So that's why the three piggy banks is one way that everybody could do it. The question is, who do you have to be to do it? And if you keep increasing the dollar amounts, let's say after 90 days, you go from $1 per bank, you go to $2 per bank. You're now increasing your beingness. It's not what you do. You're doing the same thing. You're just increasing the dollar amount. The next 90 days, you step it up. You go really wild, $5 per bank. That means $15 per day. Pretty soon you find out you're surviving. You know, I'm still surviving, and I'm giving away $15 a day. I'm still living. Well, $15 a day is probably, what, three Big Macs or something at the McDonald's. That's all it is. But you find out, my God, there's plenty. In other words, I can afford to give this away and still survive. My bank account's increasing, my mutual funds are increasing, and I'm feeling good because my church or my charity loves me. That's the beingness of a rich person. The question is, it's easy to do. Who do you have to be to do it? If you do that regularly for the rest of your life and you get it up to you donating $1,000 per piggy bank per day, who would you be at that point? You're doing the same thing, but what you would have would be staggering. Could you imagine if you were investing $30,000 a month or something? Who would you be? What would you have? What would you be doing? It would change everything. The point is, everybody can do it. When I talk about investing, people say, well, it's so risky. I gave you the formula again. It's a numerical equation. If you're going to be investing, let's say in real estate, for example, you have to look at least 100 properties before you buy one. And people say, well, I don't have enough time. Well, that's who you are. Well, what if I don't have any money? That's who you are. That's your beingness. There's many times when I was broke, it doesn't cost you any money to go looking, to go shopping. Just because you're broke doesn't mean you can't go into, you know, Nordstrom's or Sears or Walmart and shop. It doesn't cost you any money to shop. And it doesn't cost you any money to look. It doesn't cost you any money to do any of that stuff. So many times when my wife and I were flat broke, we still had the agreement that we had to go and look at 10 or more deals per week. We looked. Sometimes it only took a minute. We look at one deal and no, we read the numbers really quickly. It doesn't make sense. Look at the, it doesn't make sense. But we would go through at least 10 deals a month. That's how we got smart. That's how we got intelligence. That's how we found out market trends. That's how we found out who was selling, who was not selling. We found that rents were going up, rents are going down. Who was moving into town? We learned more by going out on a regular basis and shopping, looking, even though we had no money. That's how we gained our information. The reality is, whether you have money or not, each and every one of you can do that. You can go and open up the Wall Street Journal and you can look at 10 companies. Every day, look at 10 companies, study them each day. You can do that. You don't have to buy anything. But if you would do that, you would eventually become smarter. The being would get smarter, and pretty soon your spirit would come up and you say, maybe I can do this. But if you say, oh, I can't do that, then who are you? What is your being saying when you say, well, I can't do that? Well, I don't have enough money. Well, it's too risky, you know. Well, you know, my friend lost some money. And, you know, besides, I'd just rather go fishing instead. I'd rather go bowling. Then that's who your being is. And that's what you'll do. And that's what you'll have. So that's why be, do, have is so important. Everybody can do it. The question is, who do you have to be to do it? Every one of us can get three piggy banks. Every one of us can go look at 100 pieces of real estate over the next few months. Every one of us can read this, you know, newspaper and look at different companies. You can go down to your stockbroker They'll give you all the financial analyst reports you want. They'll let you give them for free. You don't have to buy anything. But as I said earlier, the thinking is exactly opposite. The middle class thinks about saving, and the rich thinks about investing. That's the difference. They do the same things, but they have a different reality on it. And that's the difference.